today on Power Rangers.
This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to the Command Center.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. This is episode 33. Got it right this time. Yay. I am your host, DFG and Mike. Joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash. Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Kind of good afternoon. I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Scotty Cash, and I'm addicted to Power Rangers.
Exactly.
Also joining us is the Super Sentai guy, Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Yes, hello, hello. We are continuing our week-long coverage of the Green with Evil saga with part three today on the commentary. Before we get into that, it seems like lately, I don't know if it's because this year is the 20th year or if they're just trying to highlight stuff that we never knew about different actors and actresses, but it seems like everything leads back to Power Rangers. Before Breaking Bad, looking back at Bryan Cranston's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers past, this link will be in the post. It's from IGN. And he was a monster in the original series.
Two of them, in fact.
Yes. The only reason why I think this article even came out, outside the fact that it's on the Super Shout Factory DVD set as a bonus feature, is because Breaking Bad just had its series finale.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you're not going to hear about anybody unless they become something. You know, there's probably hundreds of different voice actors, but you're not going to hear their name until they've done something.
Yeah, and the funny thing about this is that apparently the crew was so enamored with Bryan Cranston back then that they actually named one of their characters after him. Billy Cranston. Billy, the Blue Ranger, has Bryan's last name. It's cool. It's a cool little, you know, thing to see from his past. And, you know, honestly, if someone asked me, you know, where do you know Bryan Cranston from? The first thing that pops into my head is Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure, sure.
You know, I didn't know that for a long time until, like, maybe last year. And I started thinking, oh, God, I've seen pictures of Walter White, and then you see pictures of him from Malcolm in the Middle. And the internet was, there are a lot of threads on the internet were saying that, oh, Breaking Bad is going to wake up with is going to end with Walter White waking up, or that Bryan Cranston being Walter White and then waking up in Malcolm in the Middle, and it was all a dream.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's very interesting that they're, you know, because normally I've never personally known who is a lot of, like, I know I've looked up the voices of the monsters and stuff like that, but, like, you know, to know that he was one of them, that was pretty cool. So yeah, we are continuing on with Green with Evil. Any initial thoughts or anything that you guys want to say before we get into the commentary?
Nope. Let's rock and roll.
Let's do this.
You'll hear the usual Jason David Frank buffer, the Morphin call, and then you start syncing up your DVRs or whatever you want to use. So get ready.
I am Rita's evil Green Ranger, and my Empress tells me that this is Green Ranger with Evil, Part 3.
I often wonder what happened to that set.
It's probably sitting in a Doctor Who exhibit somewhere. Or they recycled it into Star Trek, one or the other. Go, go, Power Rangers, you Mighty Morphin.
Something, somethings.
But Warth's vision must be terrible.
How can you miss that?
Well, the fog must, it thickened. Oh, okay, I see now.
Yeah, he's right in front of him.
Dude, Goldar needs glasses.
Yes, he does.
Next week on Power Rangers. And it just shows Goldar at the, like, the eye exam place.
It's a giant styrofoam ball!
Those are scary, dude. And it breathes with scorpions on it? Spader, that's sketchy.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not sketchy.
Wants to smoke some shrooms.
So, wait. Was she in the ball? Was she one of the scorpions on the ball? Was she one of the mushrooms?
Yes.
Wait, but based on the movie, isn't he just right there? Like, in the base of the tube?
Yeah, that's the movie, though.
Oh, right, that took place later.
Yeah.
That's technically not in continuity to a lot of people.
It's canon.
Yeah, because it wasn't in the show where he was always, it was a transmission, like he was on, I don't know, Altar or wherever the hell he's from.
Yep.
You know, wasn't it just a transmission across dimensions in the show? Yeah.
Possibly?
Maybe like for the movie, they stopped doing the transmission and like brought him to the actual command center because they figured out a way to harness the giant tube thingy, huh?
Oh God, it's one. It's an intergalactic version of the things you see at a bank drive-thru.
Nah.
We must be at a different part.
Stab. Stab.
He's looking right at him.
Wait,
I don't care.
Didn't he try this earlier and it totally didn't work?
Yeah.
You have a sword. Use it.
It's got to be like fall year round, or Bulk would weigh the same amount as Skull does, because all the clothing he has on plus that hat, he would have to be sweating like it was a sauna. There's just no way.
Oh, under the studio lights? Yeah.
No, I'm saying like in Angel Grove, it must be fall year round.
Possibly.
He always has that leather jacket on with the... Oh, oh no.
Oh.
It's the 90s.
Look at Ernie's comb over. Or what looks to be a future comb over. Oh.
That's suave. Oh.
I am going to be a total dick to you because I'm evil.
And do you think the other actors were kind of like, you know, we probably need to step our game up because we're kind of like cartoony, cheesy actors. And Tommy comes in and he's actually kind of like, I can actually believe that he's mad at her. And they're all like, yeah, they're all soft. Terrible.
I'd say the only one that slightly changes the acting style is Zach. The rest of Jason is just so by the book. Kind of character with the karate and all that stuff, and Billy's just a, you know,
they're stereotypes.
Yeah,
this is American stereotype the show.
Yeah,
that wasn't a park, that was a golf course. Okay, that is a park. Ish.
Ish. So does Rita's telescope shoot stuff out of it? Because there's no reason for it to have a targeting rhetoric on her telescope. No telescope I've ever bought that's an actual telescope has a target rhetoric on it.
Did you buy one from the local space evil galaxy store?
I don't think those exist.
Oh.
No, the one I have actually does.
Does it really?
Yep.
That's just because Spade is evil, though. You have to be evil to a certain extent, Mike.
And he modified it to shoot stuff, just like Perceptor in G1.
Exactly.
Oh, that was such a horrible...
Must speed up the video. He is African American, therefore he can dance fight.
I went to school with a lot of people that could dance fight. Said no one ever.
Not that fast anyway.
Who dance fights? I would push somebody over.
He has no body hair. Eh, whatever. It's Hollywood. I'm evil. I love how he just freezes, his eyes flash, and then he moves again.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that fog machine must have really, they must be using different fog because holy crap.
It's probably Chinese and American versions, just, you know.
If they really wanted to get rid of the Rangers and they have the ability to teleport down, grab one of them, then teleport up to the moon where they apparently can breathe and just leave them there. Jason doesn't seem to need to be a Power Ranger to fight the Green Ranger.
For a second there, I was going to say, where the fuck is Billy and why isn't he at the command center with the rest of them?
I was off screen doing magic. With my soldering iron.
Phasers.
Stop laughing. Just kill him.
He still should be able to morph. It's in his hand.
Not now, it's not. And I think, wasn't it said that Rita's dimension prohibited them from morphing?
No, he morphs in a second, doesn't he?
I don't remember. We'll see.
No. He gets zapped out of there like that, because when he shows up, he's on the ground, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Why is it this scene reminds me of them almost being in the Silverhawks animated series, because of the stars and the galaxy in the background? It doesn't look like it's an actual wall of the command center.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That would make for an infinitely better show. Power Rangers versus Silverhawks.
Are the Zords included?
Sure, why not?
It won't be very fair then.
No. Partly metal, partly real. Power Rangers. Wait.
Yeah, really.
Oh. I have appropriately shit my pants. But they're still red. This is the same animation over and over. Wait, his sword is shorter.
Shouldn't be.
Why does it have a tassel on the bottom of it?
Because he graduated just a little bit ago. He didn't have a car to hang it from in the mirror, so he just put it on his sword.
No, he isn't. You were able to beat him. I mean, you were doing fine. And then all of a sudden you were on the ground. It's the monster. Of course,
the guy got tuckered out. Oh, we got a situation. And you see Trini spinning around like, well, what is it? Well, goofball, it's probably the globe. You know, every now and then noise goes off, that globe shows something.
Just goes to the point of no acting ability whatsoever.
Well, hopefully it comes out that Scorpino is Trini's long-lost sister.
Wasn't it in one of the Sentais in Spada, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that Goldar and Scorpina got married?
Oh, yeah, it was in this. It was in Chew Ranger, which is what Power Rangers is based off of. Yeah, they got married and had a kid.
Who's the kid?
Trini.
Nice.
That's horrible lip movement on.
Well, they show that scene over and over and over again. We've seen it about 9 times in this little mini series at this point.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same voice actress that plays Scorpina as Rita. I think they're the same voice actress.
Barbara Goodson?
I think so.
I don't believe that is correct.
I'll have to look it up.
Well, Scorpina was a pretty big character, so don't you think she would have more Scorpina stuff, you know, a bigger deal with Scorpina?
I don't think so. Scorpina, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Oh, IMDb has failed me.
Try Wikipedia. They can't be any worse.
She's had a couple of different actresses. She's had two different voice actors or actresses. Sabrina Liu and Wendy Lee. And if I'm right, Wendy Lee, I think she might have done Evangelion. Nope. I was wrong.
Look at her pout. Ugh. Why does Babu have a fan?
Because reasons.
So he can fan Rita Goofy? Duh. Don't you fan your queen?
But she's not the Queen of Hearts, and that's a heart-shaped fan, or unless it's a devil-shaped fan with a tail.
It's just a fan, bro.
I do like that background for the Megazord with the eclipse. I thought that was cool.
Last episode, we were talking about that Megazord sequence has been initiated, whatever. Well, I sure did find the ringtone on.
Did you really?
Yeah, but they want me to like put my email address in, like sign up for their website and everything. I'm like, nah, it ain't worth it.
Nah, dude. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll pass. I don't need you guys hacking my crap or getting junk mail 97 times a day for a ringtone that I'll get sick of in 2 weeks.
Funny thing is, and this is probably not the most appropriate place to bring this up, but you did mention email. I find Google and Gmail are getting a lot more lax in their spam filtering. I've got my spam filter set to the highest setting, and yet junk mail still comes to my inbox every so often.
Do you know how many times I've unsubscribed to Big Bad Toy Store? 1,000.
No, I don't mean
photo junk bucket. Mail I can't like get that. Them to stop sending me email.
I don't mean junk mail like that. I mean like, oh, talk to me online for a good time. That
good time.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
How many times do I have to tell you not to email Dodd?
I don't think I've sent him an email in over a year, honestly.
It was a joke.
I know, but I'm just thinking.
You killed it! You murdered my joke!
Just like,
really? A disturbance in downtown Angel Grove? No!
Get out of here!
Just like Hank murdered Walt.
Wow. Too soon.
Dude. You know that's not what happens.
Well, now he does. I think we're pretty sure we see Dragonzord in the next episode, episode 4.
Was it episode 4? I thought it was. You know, oh, yeah, it is. It is episode 4 because at the end of this, don't the. Which one is it? The one where they. Maybe I'm thinking of it. I keep thinking that the Zords go down for a while.
That's 5, episode 5.
Okay. All right. Well, it's to be continued.
Wonder what happens.
Man, that was a boring episode.
Yeah, it kind of was. All right, so we are done with the commentary. We're going to come back with final thoughts, even though we just got Spadas right there, after this.
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
Are you looking for a weekly dose of gaming news and retro? Then check out Off the Cuff, available Fridays on Geekcast Radio Network from the producers of XRG. New name, same
So, Scotty, final thoughts on Green with Evil Part 3?
I don't think it was any more or less boring than the other episodes. I mean, I guess nothing really happened, but it's, I don't know, I just enjoy it too much that I can't talk badly about it.
For me, I think it's more so that we get some sort of weird Alice in Wonderland mushroom eating origin for Scorpina. And we see Tommy and Jason fight, even though Jason's not morphed. I think the lamest thing for me out of Part 3 for Green with Evil is Goldar reduced to seek and find under very unreliable fog or over-reliable fog, because they must have shot that scene multiple times or something, or used three or four different smoke machines, because, oh my god, there's so many inconsistencies. And I know that's a little tiny nitpick on my part, but it just made Goldar look like he was dumb.
And he was dubbed over. The same scene for Goldar was dubbed over and over and over again. That scene where he's just standing in the corner, like having his fist or hand and arm go, "Yes, I'm being evil and I'm saying something, though I'm saying something different than what I said 5 minutes ago. Yes."
Any other final thoughts, Beta?
This episode was boring, but actually I think Jason, or Austin St. John, who plays Jason, actually showed that he can act in this episode, because he legitimately looked like he was going to poop his pants when the Green Ranger was standing over him.
Mm-hmm.
So, props to Austin St. John. Unfortunately, Trini is, I guess, slight plot move forwardness girl. I don't know.
I hate to say it, but unless it's an episode specifically focused on a certain, like this five-parter obviously is focused on Tommy. He's not a good ranger just yet. But unless it's an episode specifically focused on them, Zach, Trini, and Billy, not so much Zach, but Trini and Billy just fall short.
Well, that was just the way they were written. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Because back in the day, I remember people loving, like, the kids loved Jason.
Oh yeah, everybody loved Jason.
And even after the Switch,
came along and stole the thunder. Yeah.
Yeah, even after the Switch, I remember watching like some show that was showing off the toys that were coming for Christmas, the Thunder Zords, and there were all these kids in the audience, and they had the Red Ranger and they had the White Ranger on set. And the kids were going, "Jason! Jason!" And it hadn't been Jason for like a year at that point.
Yeah. But they got to market them toys somehow.
Must sell toys.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this commentary episode. Join us tomorrow when we will be commenting on Green with Evil Part 4. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash
and Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
50 years ago, a little old man brought his little blue box to a junkyard, and now Doctor Who is a cultural phenomenon worldwide. Join the Geekcast Radio Network and Mark Who 42's Whoniverse as we review Doctor Who episodes past and present, discuss the Doctor's friends and enemies, see where the Doctor's been, where he is, and where he's going. Sit back and grab a jelly baby and join Mark Who 42's Whoniverse. It's the ride of this and every other lifetime.
Fantastic.
Allons-y.
No, I never regret it.
Hold on, stop!
I thought Rita wanted me to destroy him.
She wants that pleasure to be mine, and has ordered me personally to see to his end. So, we meet again. I've been looking forward to this.
You wear a Green Ranger costume, yet your loyalty's with Rita.
I am her Green Ranger, and she
is my empress.
She's evil!
Yeah, and so am I. Cheetah! 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 Cheetah!
Soon, you and your friends will be a memory.